This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial U.S. government shutdown dragged on for its sixth day Thursday, even as a new poll indicated that more Americans blame President Donald Trump for it than they blame the Democrats in Congress. 47% of the respondents in the Reuters-Ipsos poll taken December 21st to 25th said Trump is responsible. 33% said congressional Democrats are to blame. No action is expected until at least next week after both houses of Congress briefly met and then adjourned late Thursday. Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts briefly gaveled the Senate into and out of session.
There is a sense of urgency, without question. All of us, I've been through, this is the fifth shutdown I've been through. And I don't know of any one of them yet that's been successful.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said in a statement that President Trump has made clear any bill to fund the government must adequately fund border security. That statement did not mention the border wall the president wants to build with Mexico. A late-day rally on Wall Street kept stocks in positive territory by the close Thursday, but as Warren Levinson of AP reports, the major indices were off by more than 2% before coming back.
Taken by itself, the stock market's performance seemed ordinary, up 1%, 260 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. It was the second straight day share prices rose. They were up 1,000 Wednesday. But for most of the day, prices were in the red and deep in the red, down 600 Dow points, till they staged a rebound in the final hour of trading. Retail stocks fell, but materials companies, banks, and healthcare issues all rose. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.3%, the S&P 3/4. The market is still on pace to record its biggest December price drop since 1931. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is VOA News. The spokesman for the Islamic State terror group's branch in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. A U.S. military official confirmed Thursday that IS Khorasan's Sultan Aziz Azam was killed Sunday in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. The attack against the IS Khorasan spokesman comes as U.S. President Donald Trump is considering a partial withdrawal from Afghanistan that would see nearly half the about 14,000 U.S. troops in the country return home. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has made some changes to his cabinet after international outrage over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi nearly 3 months ago. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The moves follow the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. It includes the naming of a new foreign minister and a shakeup of the country's Supreme Council, which oversees security. The council is headed by the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is also deputy prime minister.